Gila chapter 4, Mishnah 2. Barashay Chadashim Uvechol Shel Moed Karin Arba. On Rosh Chodesh and on Chol HaMoed, we read 4. Ein Pochasin Mayim V'ein Mosifin Alayim. We don't reduce that number and we do not add to that number. V'ein Miftirin B'Navi. We don't have a Haftorah on Chol HaMoed and on Rosh Chodesh. HaPosach V'achoysim B'Torah Mevarech Lefnei V'Lachreha. And the one who reads first and the one who reads last, they make the brochas. So the Gart, he says, it's repeating the rule over here, because you might not have known this rule. Now that there's four, you might have thought something different happens, that there's an extra reading in the day. So it repeats the law for us. And Zeh HaKlal, says the Mishnah, Kol She'esh Bo Musaf Ve'eino Yom Tov Karin Arba. Any day that is a Musaf offering, but is not Yom Tov, you read four. That's Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. V'yom Tov, on Yom Tov, b'chamisha, we read 5. V'yom HaKippurim, shisha, we read 6. V'shabbos, shiva, we read 7. So you see from here, says the Karti, that Shabbos is more important than Yom Tov, than Yom Kippur in many ways. You read 7, he also brings the punishment for breaking Shabbos is stricter than the punishment for breaking Yom Kippur, which is only Karas. If a person breaks Yom Kippur, they get Karas, which is like an early death. But if you break Shabbos, you get death by stoning, which is a harsher punishment. So you see, in many respects, Shabbos is more important than Yom Tov. Ein pochasin mayim, you can't read less than this number, says the Mishnah. Avol mosifin alayim, you can add to this number. You can break up on Shabbos and Yom Kippur and Yom Tov. You can add, and the reason we can add is that people are not working on these days. No one's at work, so people are here. So you can add to the number. Maftirin b'navi, and we have haftarah on these days. And then says the Mishnah, Posach v'achosam b'torah mevarech lefnei v'lachreya. One who begins and one who concludes makes the brocha. And he says, we're repeating it again, Avi. It's the third time we've repeated that particular line. We're repeating it again to teach that even if you add to the number of readers, still only the first guy and the last guy makes the brocha. We don't change that particular halacha.